hot, man. That shit don't sound, good. Cold on hot. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is the D&W show, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, guys. Y'all are all coming in. We welcome everybody in right now, guys. If y'all have a question, gentlemen, go ahead and call in at 515-605-9373. Or if you have a question, just put a Q in the chat, and myself and Bud, or Bud and I, King's English, Bud, we will answer those questions. Bud, tell them about yourself, man.
Tell them about me, man. You motherfuckers know about me, man. I am one monster old guy. I'm a senior citizen, proud, went and got my second COVID shot today. So I'm, like, vaccinated, and in a week or so, I can go out and stand with them fools with the COVID, and I won't be nervous.
Yeah,
so
other
than that, I'm just here, man.
You know, I took my shot this week, and the only reason I took that shit is because I was told that if you gotta travel, if you ain't take your shot, ain't letting your ass on the plane. So,
you leave the country, man.
No, not country. No, I'm just saying travel, like any kind of, like, traveling and shit. I heard.
Oh, any traveling.
Yeah, that's what I was told. So I don't know, man. I was just like, shit, fuck it. I just.
The thing about the shot. Everybody be saying whatever they say, man. But the thing about it, you got to understand, all of the bullshit that everybody heard about, they didn't do the black people, all that, it's true. But the cold part about this, which is, I just don't see why people don't understand this. You've seen different high-profile people get shot. What I'm saying is any of that other shit they're talking about, you never saw anybody, not even the subjects.
Yeah.
You just heard about it years later.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this is a totally different thing, man. And a lot of high profile, and I'm high profile right now, not high as, what I'm talking about. But I'm letting you know, I ain't got both of them, man. Dean and got his. Look at him. He looked different.
That's one shot. I still got one more left, dog. I got one more of them motherfuckers, man.
I didn't get both of them, goddammit, and I know I look as good as I did.
All right, man. Let's get to the show, man. Bud, great topic again. What do you know about being a man? Where did that come from, Bud? What was the thought process and what you said? That's awesome, but what's the thought process, man?
The cool part about that question is if we talk about it first, which we gonna do, but I'm saying it ain't gonna really be no good because we need to hear what they think first, because once we start talking, we go say all the things that you know about a man and what you should know about being a man. But what brought that up? Like I always tell you, man.
Movie came over a little bit. Move the camera over a little bit.
Oh.
There you go.
It's always talking to the guys, not the students, but people that, call me for whatever reason, email me for whatever reason. This particular guy, well, not him. Yeah, him. Anyway, what I'm saying
not him, but him. Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is this dude was talking about that everything he does,
yes,
just does not measure up. And so I'm asking him, man, to who? Measure up to who? What are you talking about?
Yes.
And
yes.
He was somebody's woman.
Shit.
Now, I got to tell you, he said some shit that he do that is fucked up. He was somebody who liked porn.
Okay.
His woman know he liked porn.
Okay.
But his woman don't like that he liked porn.
Mm.
And one of the things he was talking about was everything he do to keep it away from her, as far as not putting it in her face. She's like a private detective snooping around and finding the shit. So he just feels bad. I asked him, why do you even try to hide it? for one thing. Because let me ask you something, Dean. Did you know that a drug addict, if they was freely taking the drug, not free cost, but just free and open, just not having a high, not having a speaker, none of that, they wouldn't be as hooked as they would be because of having to sneak and hide. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard it in some places. Yeah, I've heard it in some places.
The mentality, yeah. where you go through when you're sneaking to do it,
yes,
intensifies it. Not the drug, but the negative effect. So what I'm saying is, if this dude would come straight up, and look, baby, I don't think you're going to like it, but I'm going to like it. And the only thing I can do is keep it out of your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you sneak around and find it and all that shit, then that's on you.
Right.
And I asked him, man, why haven't you told her that? And he said he don't know. And I said, man, that's part of being a man. Where that topic came from.
Yeah.
That's part of being a man, being straight up, letting a motherfucker know what time it is, not being afraid to stand in your position. You know, the decade, which is all the things I just mentioned, is what he was suffering from.
Yeah, what I took from it, as soon as I read, and guys, if y'all have a question, put it, let me call in, but what I this way, right now, and it seems like a lot of the emotions of characteristics, women. I mean, women are not acting like men. It's worse than men are more catty, men are more gossipy than women. Men are more drama filled than women. Men are more complaining and worried about more men than women. There's stuff going on where these guys. This is how I saw it when I was seeing what you wrote, is that these men out there think that acting like a woman or being catty and drama filled and being a victim, doing all the things that women, I give women a pat, emotional, don't be doing that shit. They're women. That's because, you know what I mean? Because for women, it's a cuz. But when men are more than women, that's what I took from what you were saying. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, men are not acting like men. See, not that you're wrong, but saying it's stated wrong, because that's what they're doing. They're not men. But they're acting like men. They get caught in the middle of acting, and then they get their cuffs pulled off.
Yes.
See, this is what's so disappointing to women. They give whoever a chance. They give whoever, you know, fuck with them. But they be very selective in how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they be very selective, they choose a sucker.
Yeah. Because they get called a sucker.
Because this sucker has pretended so well.
Right.
It's not that she chose a sucker. She thinks she chose a Steve the Dean. But his name is James Abbeville or whatever. What I'm saying is, this dude ain't really James Abbeville. He's pretending. When she pressed him on it, he can't stand up.
But you know the worst part about it is she knows he's pretending. He doesn't even know that she knows he's pretending. She is being smart enough to play the role like she's stupid, like she think that he. I mean, this is what I'm saying. It's game right here, bud. She knows he's pretending. But she's not going to show that he's pretending because there's a bigger goal in her mind than just.
Hey, I hate to sound like I'm correct.
Go ahead.
What you're saying is totally correct. But so these motherfuckers can understand it, we got a different word. She's seen that he's faking.
Yes.
But she don't put it in his face until she going to make that move, the punking.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
So what I'm saying is, she already been seeing it for the past 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 conversations.
Oh, yes. From jump, bro.
But now she decided, I'm going to, put it like this. And dude's going to park all the way out. Right. And what she's going to do is go tell her girlfriend, and her girlfriend is going to scoot over close to her, girl. And then they say, they're going to be smashing each other.
We got to call, bud. You got to call.
Hey, all calls just stronger than me.
Yes, sir. 313. What's your question, brother? What's up?
What's the deal this round? What's the fact that how y'all say men acting like bitches? I think part of that is due to the dating coaches telling us, like, this is what the bitch wants, this is how the bitch thinking, and by us thinking that, we putting ourselves in that
time. All right, hold on, 3-1-3. Wait,
thinking like a bitch.
All right, wait, 3-1-3. Hold on. Let me say something. I see what you're saying, but what's going on is there's a difference between a man or a dating coach teaching what's real versus what's theory, okay? Because what you're talking about are individuals complaining and bitching about women. That's not what men do. That's what you're talking about. Because if you talk to a real motherfucking man, he is not. You'll never hear Bud. You'll never hear me. You'll never hear Lucario, EO, or any of the motherfuckers we fuck with complain about women. You'll never hear a real man complain about women. But what's going on today on YouTube is that they are complaining about women. So what you're saying is the people that you're listening to are not dating coaches. They're individuals that's got a platform on YouTube to sit and complain about women. And it's not their fault that they complain about the women. It's your fault for listening to these motherfuckers that don't know game. See, you can't blame the guy that's running their mouth. You got to have enough sense to recognize real from fake. Bud, what do you want to say on that real quick?
Well, real quick is what I'm going to do.
Well, not real quick.
You said it all, man. Bro, the thing about it is if you think about it, there's a lot of motherfucking different people with a lot of different information that as far as them being able to be a good orator, they can talk.
Right.
So it sounds good. But, bro, you got to understand, we have to undertake being checked. Steve has to, somebody's going to check him.
Yes, yes.
Somebody's going to check me.
Yes.
That's because we're right here. All these people you're talking about, they're not. You find them through some kind of way and you email them and they email you and y'all do email. No, man. We are real, and the guys that you do actually get to hear a talk, you don't really get to talk to them. And if you do, and you challenge anything they say, they're going to punk out. The cold part about Steve the Dean, he's been challenged several times, and I can.
Yes.
So have I.
Yes.
But we're still right here.
Right
on this channel, after years and years of being challenged, and all those challengers are gone.
Right. And let me ask you something. Here's a main question. If the game ain't about women, then what are them motherfuckers bitching about?
I don't know. They bitter or something.
Well, but let's stop right there. See, you recognize the bitter. But it's gotten to you to a point where you came in and made the statement. Again, I appreciate the call, and we're going to get to this. But think about what you said. You came in and said, well, dating coaches are saying this, this, and that. You've never heard myself or Bud talk that. Well, I don't know how long you've been listening to us, but you've never heard us talk like that. When's the last time you ever heard us say women are the scourge of the earth? Don't mess with women. If you mess with women, the government's going to take you for all your money. Oh, women are this, and, you know, don't mess with single mothers. Because when is the last time you ever heard myself or Bud even say anything like that?
I haven't. I ain't just saying it just to say it.
Why?
I haven't heard y'all
but
say no shit like that. Because y'all not the
main topic isn't about the women.
You want me to go?
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it's not about the women, but what I'm trying to see is that it's not about the women. Notice with these, it's like false prophets, man. It's like someone comes to you trying to stroke your ego by making women look like they're the surge of the earth. There's people walking around. And everything that goes wrong in your life is their fault. And most of y'all guys buy into it. Y'all buy into it to a point where you want to challenge real motherfuckers. Like, you know, Macario said it earlier today. Only motherfucker that can critique me is like motherfuckers that you see next to me. That's the motherfuckers I ask questions to are motherfuckers that's on the mountain with me. You see what I'm saying, man?
Right.
Does that make any sense? So,
what brother ain't understanding is this. You know, if you know about farming, you can do all sorts of things as far as growing agriculture or fruit or whatever.
Yes.
But there is people that only know a particular part, maybe how to grow pears. You talk to motherfuckers like whoever, you know, these fools are, they know how to grow a pear.
Yes.
They're telling you what the fuck to do to grow a pear, but they can't tell you to leave out of this pear field.
Woo!
The motherfucker.
Woo!
They can't tell you that. So what we think as far as with the coastline, nobody else, but we saying is that not only are we telling you how to be for the catch kitchen, not only go to Sweden, don't know that the Danish bullshit. What we know.
Right. Trick pony, but just talk about pears. But see, when you get with a real motherfucker that know the game, he's going to talk about the pears. He's going to tell you about the soil. He's going to tell you about the farm equipment that you need to do the soil. He's going to tell you the gas that you need to put in the tank. He's going to tell you the oil that you need to put in the tank. He's going to tell you about the land. He's going to tell you about the farm. He's going to tell you about the feed. He's going to break down the weather that when you're supposed to farm, how you're supposed to farm, how you're supposed to weed, how you're supposed to till the soil. That's game right there.
Hey, D, and you left out. He's going to tell you about
And then when he's done talking about the farming, he's going to take your ass across the street to the vineyard to tell you about the grapes and how to handle the grapes and how to position the grapes and how to position them with the – that's game right there. That's
right.
What we're talking about game. We gonna make sure we cover all things because that's real motherfuckers do. But when you dealing with motherfuckers just talking about, well, this is a pear, and you know what? The pear is no good because if you bite the pear this way, the government's gonna take it away. The pear is bad. Don't mess with the pear. Don't eat the pear. Don't date the pear. You know what? Why things go wrong in your life? It's the pear's fault. And if you do this with the pear's gonna take you to family court. That's all these motherfuckers tell y'all. And y'all see what the craziest thing, 313, is that these women don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers. They care, and I'm not listening to me. They worry more about a piece of sand on the beach, one little piece of sand on a beach somewhere, than they think about you. But yet, all y'all do is think about these women. So who do you think holds the power, 313, when you meet them? Because you're making everything about them instead of about the man. Because that's the thing that y'all run away from. That's the thing that you don't want to look in the mirror at. That's the thing you'd rather just, every time you hear the word man, you always want to beat your chest and say, I'm a man, but you're yet not you, 313, but let a lot of guys bitch about women. They talk about other men. They're drama filled. They cry. They're victims. Do you think a woman wants to even fuck someone like that or even be around someone like that, bud? What say you, man?
Hey, I think a woman do want to fuck some one of them motherfuckers, but not the kind of fuck they talk
fuck
about.
Over. Fuck over.
Fuck over. That woman is not obligated to fuck over this fucking man. So I ain't mad at him, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, but the thing about this shit is that the art of seeing, you have to be able to see. And what you're looking at is not necessarily the picture.
Right.
You got to be able to be seeing what you're looking at, still be able to visualize what's going on.
And
because bitches, well, I ain't even say bitches, man, because it ain't a really bitch thing.
Right.
It's really a motherfucking dude thing.
Yes.
Dude don't really take the time to learn how to discern this, how to discern that, how to make sure this means that. Because what I'm saying is, let's say baby said something, and I don't know what the hell it means, but I tell myself, when she say that, or in whatever, whatever, and she said that shit again, and I snub. And she said that shit again, and I snub. Sooner or later, that bitch is going to understand not that what she said means snuggling, but for whatever reason, that's how it makes me feel. What that does is put me well in control of her thoughts, which is all I want to control. Control of this. I just want to control what she be thinking about. You know, just like I control what I be thinking about. Just like you should control what you be thinking about.
But I want to hear what you're saying. 313, listen. What he said, the key word, thinking about. Think about what the average male thinks about, not man. Most guys right now are saying, hey, bud, why is your wall blue? Why is your plaque above your head, and why is it not to the left? Or why are you sitting in the chair the way you're sitting in? Why are you smoking that cigarette? And why did you have that pastrami with chili or whatever? Yo, you want to know about everything else but you. How the fuck do you think you want to grow when all you do is think about what another man is doing? You can't win learning about the messenger. You win by listening to the message when the messenger knows what the fuck he's talking about, 313. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense, 313?
Yeah, definitely. What another thing is...
Right, so when you came... Yeah, go ahead. You got the floor. Go ahead.
They, with them other coaches or whatever, I don't know what to call them, but they come with that advice. They tell you how to identify the problem, but we're not solving it with a solution. They just keep telling you problems.
That's what women do. Women, all they look at is problems, and poor me, I'm the victim. Oh, poor woman. Oh, look, the woman did this. Let me tell you about real men. That's why I keep telling y'all guys how to separate it.
Then you got to check, bro. Because what I'm saying is, what he just said was, hey, what did you just say, the actual words? What did you just say?
Problematic.
No, caller, what did you just say to Finn?
They come up with more problems than actual solutions.
What I'm saying is this. I may have heard him wrong, but it sounds like, is he talking about those other gurus?
Yeah, he's right. No, he's right. Yes, he's right. He's
talking about those other gurus come up with more problems than solutions or whatever.
Right, because he's trying, because, but real quick, he's trying to, what they're trying to do is, they're trying to bring you in to say, you know what, I understand you. And I understand your problems. And your problems is not your fault. It's their fault. So that's
what I'm saying. Bitches. Wait. What I'm saying is the caller and people that think like that problem is that, let's say you are talking to Steve and Dean and me right now about something. And we say whatever the fuck we say. We don't be saying that's the answer to your problem. We be giving you shit to think about. Mm-hmm. So that you can take what we say and mix it in with what is really happening, and you come up with a solution. So my problem with what he said is, he mad at the motherfucking fucked up guru for not giving him a solution. Man, fuck the guru and his solution. You supposed to come up with the solution. You listen to the guru, not that we gurus, but you listen to the motherfucker that's supposed to have the information so you can learn how to think.
Well, but that's what I was about to say. See, what the guru is doing is they're not solving anything. You're right about what you're saying, but what they're doing is they're telling them how to think versus teaching them how to think for themselves. That's where the problem comes in at. We put weapons on the table to get you to process information for yourself and solve shit on your own because we don't want you to be us. But what they're doing, bud, is that they are doing the same. It's the same thing, but I'll always tell you, it's the same thing they've been doing for like 3 decades with all this PU, all this manipulation and stuff. They're taking advantage of these young boys who want to know about women who are having problems with women, right? What they're doing is they're pacifying them like, mom, your fault. It will never be their fault. It's always going to be the woman's fault for everything that goes wrong in that man's life, bud. That's how they...
Well, see, that's the cool part about it. Let's say we talking martial arts.
Yeah.
We don't teach karate. We teach you Kujikan, whatever, karate, jujitsu, motherfucking sumo wrestling. We teach you every goddamn thing about this subject, martial arts. Now, you, as a person that's not you've got that information because of a situation, you get to walk across the table and choose from a variety of arts.
Mm.
You get to choose from a variety of ways to handle this.
Yes.
Because we have a variety of ways. You've taken the time to think about what we said. It has your own shit to it. Now you got the whole table. But let's just say you're going to use the sword versus the knife. Because you have all that you can each
but,
just how you can.
Right. And you're but what they're saying is don't have any weapons. Has other weapons. They gotta sit there and let her keep jabbing them. They gotta sit there and take them. Right.
And that's what this fool, whoever they listen to, is telling them. All the goddamn weapons and all that old damn shit.
Yeah.
But in reality, the woman ain't got but one weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And if your mother has let it stop you, then it's on you, man. Because the bitch, we got weapons. You got to think about it, Dean.
Yeah.
You know, the woman, oh, yeah, you're nice, blah, blah, blah. And You know, you want to hit that thing. Oh, God, I got to get to know you a little better. You know, and you say, okay, baby. You know, all right, whatever. And then tomorrow, she called you. I sure would like to eat some dinner and talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, me, since I'm a conceited bastard, I would tell that bitch, okay, make her think we going to Applebee's or somewhere where I'm going to buy some drinks or whatever. Then when I pick that bitch up, I'm going to drive in the first McDonald's I see. I'm pulling in that motherfucker. Then I'm going to tell that bitch, yeah, I like what you said. I'd like to know you a little better before I get to spending all my money on some motherfucking dinner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we got another call. 8313. Last question. Now we're over. Wait 1 second. 313. Last question we'll ask you, because you came in here and so apparently you're listening to those guys. What is it about those guys that's so intriguing, where you're listening to all that negativity and poison? What is it about? It's cool. Right, but I want to hear.
No, wait. They make the word of that guy. And every other guy, all they gotta do is listen, because what they're saying don't make them think about shit.
Yeah, don't that ever. So, what is your opinion through this? Because you gotta grab 9-1-0. But what's your opinion on that 313? What is it about? What's so special about those guys?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm listening to them now, but at some point I was on that same frequency. That bullshit, that fuck bitches, that bitterness. You feel me? I was on that frequency, but after a while, you feel me? You grow out of that shit. You stop listening to it. You get to looking for the real shit.
That's okay. Well, we got other calls 313, but listen, young man, great motherfucking call. You got another question? Call back, okay? Great question, hey brother. Good
read.
It's
on Nuttuck Buck.
Hey, no, not Dagi. Dagi. We say Dagi. We say goodbye to you, ass. Dagi, my brother.
Dagi.
Right? Dagi. Okay.
Dagi.
Hey, come over. Get your ass off the... All right, thank you, 313. Let's bring it back.
But it's a chasm, baby.
It's a little bit of day. Doggy. All right, so we got 901 and then 361. 910, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, we got a merchandise.
What's going on?
What's up, 910?
Man, first and foremost, man, I just wanna send a super salute for y'all laying down the truth for what y'all saying, man, because at the end of the day, if you ain't your number one, then another motherfucker looking to take your spot immediately. And I took so many hits in life learning that shit over and over and over again. You see what I'm saying? So that's beautiful, because that's the truth, man. That's the fucking truth. You know,
right.
And secondly, what's going on, great brother?
Go ahead, bud.
Oh, check this out. If you don't think you the shit, why would she think you the shit?
Exactly. And fuck, exactly. Exactly. God damn it. Exactly.
Or, you don't ever have to go past basic math when it's about what to do with a motherfucking bra.
Regular
addition and subtraction. Do you want to fuck with her? That's a plus. Is it going to be cool? No, that's a minus.
Right. Goddamn right.
Do you want to fuck with her? Yes, that's a plus. Is she gonna be cool? Halfway, because she's workable. Now, fuck, that's a motherfucking plus.
God damn right. God damn right.
Is she gonna cook? Is she gonna?
Hey, we know if you fuck with her, if she is cool, now you know that's a plus.
Hey,
so we gotta kind of make it. She might be cool. Now, that is a plus too. Because if she might be, she gon' be fucking with me.
If she cook, clean, and fix the bed, that's a multiplication.
Shit.
We ain't plus and minus. Do I want to hit that pussy? Plus. Is the bitch gonna let me? Plus. Do I want to hit that pussy? Plus. Is the bitch gonna let me? She gonna be resistant. Plus. So I'm gonna still get that pussy. But what I'm saying is the one that's not plus. It's when you know she say no.
Right. No, that's right.
When that bitch say no, you got to look in your rearview mirror. Why you probably say, nigga, you should have never fucked with that bitch.
Hey, no. I'm hard-headed, brother, big bro. I'm hard-headed. I turn around. I look that sucker in the mirror, rearview mirror and say, maybe there's something else to pick up in there that I left off, you know? And that's mm-hmm. where I get jammed up. That's where I get jammed up sometimes.
I'm going home, nigga. I'm saying, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker. What?
Doctor!
Patatio, compadadio. Bagaiva.
Baki,
Patika, suck my dick, Dubois, Kadi.
Wait, what the hell is that, great? Wait, great brothers, what the hell is that?
That's, what do you mean? That's our language.
Oh, shit. Y'all don't put me up on some new shit, man. That motherfucker said Paki.
Can you, no matter how old you are, you have to mature in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's Klingon and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we Klingon.
Right. We don't give a fuck. In the pillow, face in the air, da-da.
Okay, all right, that's that Hassan Chop shit. I feel you. Gotta hit him with that Hassan Chop type shit. Yeah. Hey, when I was coming up, we had Trick Daddy. He said, okay, uh-huh, what's up? Shut up. Yeah, that kind of shit.
With human fucking be fucking be hot.
Man, I ain't going to even kill y'all clocks up. Y'all brothers is great, man. And I like how y'all put the tools down, man. You know what I mean? The game is to be sold, not told. And the truth is the truth. Motherfucker, fight it all they want. Keep doing it, man. I'm learning from it. You know what I mean? And I ain't no young buck whippersnapper, but I appreciate what y'all doing, man. Salute. Salute, motherfucker. Salute.
It's Dagi. Dagi. And put your hands forward. Say Dagi.
Dagi?
910, say Dagi. Yeah, that's right.
Dagi, big homie. Dagi. Say what?
Hey, you just...
Yes, you just got off the
bus. Hold on. The system is hating, man. It got your phone breaking up. Can you say that again, great brother?
Dagi.
Dagi.
Say it. Dagi.
Yeah, Dagi.
Yeah, when you say bye, you say Dagi, you say bye, to wait. But when you say no, Dagi, you puff your chest. Dagi.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Dagi, motherfucker. Dagi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, what's our word? You smash that ass, bud. What's the word?
No, that's wrong talk. Fuck that.
All right, we got other calls to grab. All right, we got other calls to grab,
man. Yeah, you man.
Doggy, man.
You just said too, D.
What's that?
No, dog, butt, and berry. So I mean.
All right, let's bring in the next caller. Area code 361 to 44. All right, 361, what's up? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? And that's that Klingon shit. He didn't understand,
yeah,
man, but
yeah.
I don't understand it either. So, you know, it's all right. But, Dean, you're right on, man, with that shit you were talking about. Dude, it's the PUAs, man. They're taking everybody away from the fucking real shit.
Yeah.
Away from all the fucking what a man really is. Because I got caught up in that shit way back a couple years ago, man. I was like, I didn't know about y'all, man. I wish I had back then. But the first thing that they went wrong with is they sell people on don't be yourself. That's the first thing that they say, don't be yourself. And that's already like, I fell into it. I should have fucking been smarter than it. But that's what they fucking sell. And that's already starting off on the wrong foot.
What attracted you about that statement? Don't be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you fell into it for whatever reason. We ain't judging you.
Right,
but
right.
What do you think was attractive about it?
It was attractive because I was looking how to get better with women, you know what I mean? And honestly, that was really the only this was like back in 2006, and that was really the only place on the first place on the internet, actually, that I saw that was teaching about women, you know? And that's what got me into it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That was their suggestion. Yourself.
Yeah.
So wait a minute, let me ask you this. What do you think now about that? Just in your own words, don't say shit Steve said, don't say shit I said. In your own words, what do you think about that now?
That's a complete fucking wrong way to look at it, because if you're not yourself, then how could you even how do you even have a starting point to better yourself? You know what I'm saying? And it's like that's a complete fuck, because if you say I'm not going to be myself, then who the fuck are you going to be? And they're teaching, like, because the whole thing was they always put on personas to fucking buy into, and like, you do this.
And you say, Carla, let me ask you this. Think about this. If you're not going to be yourself, who are you trying to batter?
Or be. Or
no.
Be.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not be. Well, no, wait. Be is another question. What I'm asking is specifically, if you are not trying to be yourself, who are you trying to better?
I'm trying to better myself, but.
Well, bro, listen, I'm talking about according to the PUAs.
Yes.
You can't better yourself because you're not being yourself.
Right.
Otherwise, you're denying whoever the fuck you are. So there's no need to try to make whoever that is better.
See, and also, caller, check this out, caller, and this is what a lot of guys don't understand. See, when you try to mimic what they're trying to get you to mimic, you can only be the best second of them. You can never be the best them. You can only be a shell of them, which takes you away from you. So when you turn off your computer and you go out into the Serengeti where the women are fucking ferocious, oh man, it's war then, and y'all motherfuckers get y'all ass ate the fuck up.
Then he gonna be one of them lions we see on the Serengeti that's limping, motherfucker weigh like 60 pounds. His mane fucked up. And motherfucker jumped out of his eye.
On that other line over to 11 is there, gotta be like, fucking me, bud. Get some good ass grass. Let me go hang out with the zebras. Now go ahead, Carla.
Yeah,
we got you, man.
I get it, and it's deserved, man, because I did fall into that shit, but I fell out of it because I was just like, man, this is bullshit. It's not really helping me, and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. I saw through it. It took me a while, but I did see through it.
What helped you fall out?
It just, over time, it just wasn't working for me. It just didn't feel like it was clicking the way it should be clicking. The way they sold it was, it's just a fucking pipe dream, dude. Fuck these guys. I fucking hate the PUA community. That's why I fuck with y'all now, because I'm like, for real.
Right, but listen.
Well,
it's not the sale. They sell you on a thing that we try to get you away from, and that's community,
exactly.
Man. They want you to be a part of a cult. It's a us versus them mentality. It's us versus them evil women, those bad women, those hateful women. Don't get married. Don't have kids. You think about this for a second. If your father or your grandfather or your great-grandfather followed them motherfuckers, you wouldn't even be around right now. You want to know why? Because they will systematically tell you, think about this, they're telling you what to do with your dick now.
Yeah.
They're literally telling you how you say, jerk off or don't. They're telling you what to do with your dick, and I swear in 5 years, they're going to be telling you to suck a dick. I swear to you. And them motherfuckers be doing that because what man tells you what to do with your dick? How does that work when a motherfucker?
Dean, I did a video on this today, man. You just said something that was in 5 years. You know what they're going to be doing in 5 years? They're going to be buying some robot bitches.
Oh, yeah, and dolls and shit, yeah.
No, not dolls. I seen this thing on Joe Rogan. It was Joe Rogan asked the questions about everything. And the question was, when will robots be in your bedroom? Now, I'm telling you, you ain't going to believe this, but this scientist had a head. It was black. And not black, but it was a black person, a black woman.
Yes.
And he had all of these things hooked up to it. And he said, let me tell you something. And he turned this thing on. Now, before he turned it on, he showed the camera for the eyes and how everything was hooked up.
I've seen that before, yes.
All this shit.
Yes.
And then he showed these women, these models. You know, they walking down the runway, a couple of them having drinks. And he said, can you pick the real one? Now one of them was real. Listen, now one of them was real.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is this head. And the reason the head, they want to show you this is really robotics.
Right.
It was a head. And Joe Rogan said, hey, and she said, hello. And then Joe Rogan started talking to her. And he said, well, what do you think about Obama? Because she was black. She started talking about black shit. Talking about how Obama is the first black president. I mean, some real shit.
Yeah.
She started talking about it. And then... you know, they had a real conversation. Now, what I'm saying is this scientist dude said they have this latex skin and they have these sensors that warm the robot up, make the robot do the things that they do when they come, make something warm come out. What I'm saying is in 10 years, dude is going to be buying that shit,
well,
man.
Real quick, because we got other calls, but real quick, I saw this a while back. You know, I watched Jurassic Park. You know, I'm a big-ass kid. But you know, nature has a funny way of balancing shit out. And if we keep going the way we going, I'm not saying it's going to happen now, But these dudes gonna start having periods. Something is gonna happen to make nature balance shit out. Because what's happening right now is going against nature right now. Right now, women should not be the way they are right now. And men should not, well, guys, I won't say men because that's disrespectful to you, but regular guys shouldn't be the way they are. The males, they shouldn't be the way they are. It's unbalanced, but it's a great calculated chess move for the marketers and advertisers. They're going to win. Marketers and advertisers are making a killing right now off of men. And men are making a killing off of men. And women are making a killing, or not men, males. And everybody's eating off y'all motherfuckers. And y'all ain't eating at all. Y'all the food. And listen, y'all got to start waking up. And you got to start listening. And y'all, hey, even if you don't listen to myself and Bud, you got to find a motherfucker that's going to tell you about the game. Because if they complain, you better fucking run. If they're bitching about women, you better fucking run. Because what you guys don't know, and I'm going to get a little bit deeper real quick, is that you don't understand there are companies out there that hire some of these guys to sabotage you motherfuckers. See, y'all don't understand. See, all y'all look at is subscriber counts. All they got to do, I'm not going to use Rosebud as an example real quick. They'll say, hello, John, you know what? We need to go ahead and sell this female product real quick. So, John, this is what we're going to do. We're going to set you up with a name. We're going to set you up with a Facebook. We're going to set you up with a YouTube channel. And what we're going to do is slowly and surely give you 1,000 likes. Then we're going to give you 1,000 subscribers. Then we'll give you 2,000. Then we'll give you 4,000. Then we'll give you 100,000. And we'll keep pumping that thing because the more subscribers you got, these suckers are going to believe everything you say. And all we need you to do is keep pushing them toward our product. Keep taking them away from themselves. Keep complaining about women. And what we want you to do is push it. Because, hey, when Christmas come around, hey, we'll get a woman on there. You push the product. They don't even see that shit happening, bud. Again, like in the Bible, for you religious people, they call that motherfucker the Antichrist. Did he not come and smile in your motherfucking face and tell you shit you want to hear? It gets deep. And I'm not doing a religious thing. I'm just saying that y'all got to watch out for the false prophet because the false prophet is going to make everything feel natural. It's going to make it feel smooth like you're going with the current. What's that?
Yeah, that's exactly it because the way they packaged it, they pushed it, they made it seem like that was the only thing that was out there. But now that I saw through the bullshit, and then now guys really need to see through the bullshit now, and then they come to gentlemen like y'all, it's like, and y'all always say it, like, since the beginning of time, a man has been a fucking man, and he's been doing what the fuck he's doing. And past all this PUA bullshit after that, a man is still going to be a fucking man, and that's why you have to fucking sit down and learn about the real shit.
But I want to say one more thing, real quick, one thing. I just want to say this. Are you a black man? You a black man?
No, I'm a Hispanic.
Okay, how have you got here? Now, I always say, some of us came above the boat, and some of us came underneath the boat here. How have you got here? You got here. Your ancestors got here. Yeah. But the one thing that they held dear to them was the name and the bloodline. They wanted to have sons because they wanted the bloodline to go on. And they cherished what they had. And they taught their boys how to be great men. And their sons had sons. And their sons had sons. All the way down to you, myself, and Bud. We got ancestors. And there was no time before the internet that they would say, don't get married. Don't have kids. Don't push your bloodline and don't push your legacy. There's something going on deeper now that doesn't want the man to be the man. Bud, what say you, man?
Yeah, man.
Man, see, you guys got to listen and bear with me because I'm telling you, man, this is going to be deep. Dean, you're right, but what they're doing is long-term controlling the population.
Woo!
What they're doing is making you They don't care if it's gay shit, you know, women and women, dudes and dudes. They don't care if you kind of motherfucking buy a doll that, you know, you put the closet when you go to work and program her to wake up 15 minutes before you get home and act like you don't want them. They don't care how you vote. They just want to control the motherfucking population.
Oh, yes.
They just want to control it. You know, 60, something, whatever it was. They put out 2.2 kids. Now, where they get 0.2, big argument. Controlling what you see, that how many kids you can have, what you call her, is how many kids you can have. They didn't even address that shit. But when that 0.2 kids, when that shit really hit the fan, what came out was, how are they going to even tell you how many fucking kids they have? So what they start doing, pushing gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gay shit fucked them up because now we want to adopt kids.
But not only the gay shit, they were pushing boys should be hanging out with girls. They were pushing that. They were pushing that shit in the 80s. Hang out with girls like Seinfeld, fucking Saved by the Bell, Martin. I mean, even Black. They were pushing. See, they were trying to push out Cosby type shows to not show you what a family, a functioning family is about. They wanted to push another narrative. They don't understand. Yeah, well, yeah, we got a bunch of calls real quick. But, hey, 361. Yeah, 361, thanks for the call. We'll throw you back in, brother. We appreciate that. 44, we got you. Then 202, you're up next. 44, sorry for the long wait. So what's your question? What's up? And 202, we got you next. What's up, 44?
Dougie.
44.
SW graduate on the phone.
Okay. Dougie. Oh, Dougie. Hey.
Dougie, SW graduate on the phone. Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey,
you hear me?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Congratulations, Earl.
Because he graduated.
Yes.
Earl, he did a lot of
good job. You got the floor, Earl.
Not to kind of prove it that, you know, all the other students did. He improved in a mental type way.
Yes, yes.
That was really, really dope.
Yeah, go ahead, Earl. Talk to us, Earl. Sorry for the wait. What you got? 202, we got you next. Go ahead, Earl. What you got for us, brother?
Yeah, I got one question. I heard Bud say women only have one weapon. And I'm sitting here like, now that I done graduated SWU, I don't see no weapon a woman can use against me.
Hold on, Earl. Wait a second, Earl. Wait. We got back. Hold on, Earl. Whoa, wait. Hold on. Wait. Excuse us, guys. Hold on, wait. Guys, if y'all give us 1 second. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. Give me a second. We got everybody listening to us. Myself and Bud got to go to talk to Earl.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Hey, Earl, we upstairs now. Dog, you being too much of a motherfucking man. I'm not going to ask you to calm your ass down, Earl. God damn, nigga. You sound like a sidewalk university motherfucking student. I just want to let you know, if we'll go back downstairs, Earl. I just want to give you a props, but we're going to bring you back downstairs. Here we go. Let's go back downstairs. Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. What was that, bud?
He's a graduate.
A graduate.
University and a student. Woo. That is gay.
God damn. Earl, get up. Hey, we're going to bring you back downstairs, Earl. We're going to let you spit. You got the floor, Earl.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Okay, we back. Earl, go ahead. You got the floor, brother. 202, you got your neck. Go ahead, Earl. Talk to the motherfuckers.
It's kind of weird, but I was going to ask you on this, right? I can't remember where I was, but it was an older guy from, like, Bud generation, and he tried to give me some game. And by the time we got through talking, I ended up being the one giving him game. And he tried to tell me when you should buy a drink for a woman, right? And I'm sitting here thinking, why the hell would I buy a drink for a woman when all she really doing is trying to figure out if you a pay for her? And I told the man, she looking at it like, if you would buy me this drink, what else would you buy for me?
Copy your motherfucking ass down, you graduate. Hey, wait a minute, wait. You gotta understand this. I don't have no graduates that get a B.
I gotta put my chef hat on, bud, because he cooked her. He cooked
her. Dave, you hear me, man? I'm telling you. I don't have no graduates that get a B.
Earl, you cooking? I got my chef hat on, dog.
Boy, we Earl,
real quick, Earl. Tell us how you were before you were a graduate. How did you see the world before you came to SWU, Earl? Talk to them. How did you see the world, man?
I saw it the same way that dude who just got through talking about the PUA. Because Bud asked him a question. Bud asked him, if you not being yourself, who are you trying to improve? And he, that went completely over his head. What he didn't see is they are teaching you to improve this representative that you're going to send to her because you hate yourself.
Earl, stop. Earl, come on, Earl. Get Bud, you call 911. You call the fire department. Earl, man.
No. Hey, what I'm going to do is start polishing my nails up right there, baby. I don't play with no punk motherfuckers, man.
Earl, how old are you, Earl? How old are you, Earl?
I'm 39, turn 40 in about another couple of months.
Hey, that's what a Earl. I'm Earl, man. God damn, Earl. This is what the game should be about. Listen to Earl. Earl is telling you he gives no fucks about these women. All he's doing is talking about Earl. Me. My. I.
You motherfucker. Hey, straight representative?
Yeah. Earl,
hey,
Earl.
You already graduated. I'm still gonna say, man. Shit, man. But, Earl, you know what? What you gonna experience from now on, you gonna be on top of shit like you was just now as you represented SWU, baby. Let's go.
And Earl, let me tell you something, man. You are gonna keep growing. You'll keep evolving. And please understand, men are not going to like you because their women are going to want to fuck you. Everybody's going to hate the fact that they can't change you. They're going to hate that they can't move you. But the one thing you'll get is their motherfucking respect, and that's what it's about, bro. Motherfucker.
Great
motherfucker.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to tell you.
Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead.
I was going to say, every motherfucker who got it in them to not like you because you doing your best is a motherfucker that's scared of you because you showing some real shit in you that he don't know how to connect to. I mean, even if he do don't like you, he ain't finna stand on his nuts and tell you that. He too scared you might whoop his ass.
D, can you believe 3 months ago this motherfucker didn't have no game?
Yeah, hey, don't know that at all. The way I'm hearing this motherfucker seems like he
can't. He had it, but he didn't know how. You know, to bring it out.
This motherfucker is not fucking shit, nigga. God damn. Earl, listen to me. I know you're graduated SWU, but you know what, Earl? Is that your number right there? I'm not gonna give it out. Is that the number you call right there? Your number right there? Is that your number right there, Earl?
Yeah, that's my cell number.
Earl, send me an email with your number in the subject, Earl, and I'm going to send you $1,000 worth of Man Mindset product absolutely free because you, my friend, deserve that shit. So you, Earl.
Hey, Earl, now listen to me. Understand this. I'm going to be talking to you in code right now. What you got from me, where you learned about game and shit, this motherfucker finna send you some shit that's going to open you up to a completely different side of women. And what I'm saying is, take it from me as far as endorsement. I'm not going to mention what side it is. Call me. You know, I'll tell you, but I ain't going to just open it up. Well, Dean, we know what you do, man. You know.
I'm the whore. Girl. I'm not the pimp. I'm the whore.
Hey, hold on. I can put it in cold. What you saying, I already knew. See, you teach it how to spit it because you believe it and you wouldn't have lived it.
Earl, no. Fuck that.
Yeah, go
listen.
Ahead.
Fucking a bitch. Ain't got shit to do with your dick being hard.
Nope.
Hey, Earl, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
So what I'm saying to you, listen, what I'm saying to you, because you know I don't talk about sex. This motherfucker do.
I do. Dagi.
Hey, Earl, if you think that I gave you some game about, you know, whatever you got, I think you will get that fucking with this motherfucker about fucking a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I got you, bro.
Earl
is my dog, and I'm being real with you. Hey, Earl, I got my hand around your shoulder right now, brother. I got you when it comes to the yickety-yickety-yack to spread it.
Earl, just don't be one of those shiny guys.
Earl, listen.
The nigga is way too hard for me.
Yeah, hey, Earl.
He made me blush. when I'm on level one, this motherfucker made me blush, and he got 112 level.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Earl, your eyes about to glow, nigga.
Earl, wait, listen. Let me tell you why it's dope now. Not only are you going to, if you fuck with this nigga, you're going to get these skills, you're going to have the confidence to represent him, bro. You're going to be a monster.
Hey, it's going to be Godzilla, King Kong, and fucking Earl. They'll put Earl last in the poster.
No, it's going to be Earl, Godzilla, and King Kong.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is Dagee, and they're going to take off running.
We are about to lace your ass.
I gotta say one thing though. Hey, bud, when you said don't be shy, I gotta at least try to be shy just a little bit because I might run her off if she see how confident I really am.
Earl, no, you gotta know how to expose that 100% confidence without running out.
Yeah, hey, Earl.
You got to recognize that it will run them off.
Yes.
that don't mean you don't supposed to be that 100% motherfucker.
Right.
Because what I'm saying is I try my best not to run them off, but I run a bunch of them off.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
And if they run off, they're supposed to.
And Earl, listen, you just got done with the right side of the Twix. Bring your ass across the street to the left side now so we can put you together and package you up where you're going to be a goddamn cold motherfucker.
Shit.
Motherfucker, so bring your ass across the street. You
You got the right, Pebble. Now time to get the left one, my nigga. And we gonna slice your ass. We gonna slice you, Earl. I promise you. You fucking, you got the pimp over there and you got the gigolo over here. But we gonna get...
Because you know what? I'm Rosebud. I'm all that shit. But do you know what I really used to call myself when I'm fucking with my friends? T-H-E. Duh. I used to call motherfuckers just T-H-E, nigga. Who what you mean, T-H-E? What do that stand for? Fuck what it stands for. What do it spell?
There you go. There you go. So, hey, brother, you're doing it right, man. You're doing it right. We're proud of you, Earl. We got to grab another call. But, Earl, this is what it's about, everybody that's listening. Do you see the positivity? Do you see how cool, calm Earl is? Women are ready for Earl. They ain't ready for Earl. But Earl ready for them. Earl ready for them, though. Earl
said, look, Rosebud, I ain't going to name no rubbers after you, but goddamn it, I'm going to be thinking about you every time I put on one.
There you go, Earl. There you go, Earl.
It's just how much motherfuckers like us spot.
There you go, Earl, right there on the screen, Earl. Not Doug Mott. No. Doug Ivar. All right, Earl, we're going to throw you back in. Doggie, motherfucker. Doggie, Earl. Man, we are proud of you, Earl. Get with me, Earl, okay? I got you. Put your number
all right,
in
I'm going to send this email right now. You're at themanmindset.com, right?
No, themanmindset@gmail.com, baby.
D.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. $1,000 to Earl, man. Doggie, Earl. Motherfucking right. That motherfucker got some, that motherfucker got some knock talk buck in that motherfucker. Right in her face. All right, let's go. Ass crack. Shooting ass crack. Not bass. Stomach. A base scar. The score in eye socket.
Sometimes I put her
and put you back in. All right, let's break it you up to you, man. Somebody DC. What's your question, man? What's up, bro?
Hey, top of it, John.
DC, go what? Yo.
Yay, can you
what's up, man?
Hey, yeah, man, top of it, gentlemen.
Yeah, we got you. Sorry,
okay, yeah, man. Quick question, man. What's the proper way to accept the bitch back after she ran off?
Well, let me ask you this question. Why are you accepting someone who disrespected you?
I mean, when you say disrespected me.
Wait, motherfucker. You said after she ran off, that sounds like some pimp shit.
Okay, is this pimp shit? I'll back off.
Wait, Dean.
Okay, sir.
I'm saying that sounds like some pimp shit. What's up with that?
Nah, I ain't saying I'm pimping. You know, I'm a nigga fucking with
you
business. You know? Say what,
brother.
I hear you. It's breaking up.
Wait, you gotta listen. Then to you, and then I'll talk.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying,
okay,
you talking to some guy. Then you said she ran off. So are you talking about some pimp shit or not?
No, I'm not talking about some pimp shit. I'm talking about a bitch.
What I'm trying to get you to understand is when you talk to motherfuckers, they can only hear your words. Your words mean what they mean to the motherfucker to hear them. So if you say a bitch ran off, that means you got hoes, that bitch ran off, and you can ask me something about a bitch that ran off in this game. But if that ain't what you can ask about, you got to motherfucking say it according to the way
okay.
you really asked. Otherwise, you've been dealing with some woman and whatever she broken off. Right?
Right. Right, exactly. Exactly. So she went MIA.
Wait. Just listen. Can you see the difference in the two situations that you're saying?
No, I see exactly what you're saying. I see exactly what
you're
saying.
Okay, so stop. Wait, just stop. So, Dean.
Yes.
That's why I did that, man. Because he didn't sound like he had no bitch around that man off. And you answer something that is misinforming motherfuckers listening.
Okay. Yeah, okay. What? Okay. If the woman give a fuck. That's what I'm just trying to get you. I'm trying to understand, why do you give a fuck about the woman something?
Oh, you break it down. Why do I give a fuck about what?
Okay. Why do you give a fuck about that woman so much?
She already left you, is
what
he's saying.
This is what I'm saying. She just hit me up.
No, okay. Not what you're saying. Answer
trying
question.
To link up tomorrow morning.
Why?
I'm saying, is it a proper way? Do you think it's a proper way to accept a bitch back after you ran away? You
can
know,
you
I
answer
wasn't out looking
question,
for
please? Stop, stop.
Wait. Dean, he specifically said, is the proper way to accept a bitch back? See, what I'm saying is, Dean, you might even say no. But I've been pimping. And there is a proper way to check, to have a bitch back. And the way you do that is one of the, whatever she did, you know, let's say you over it, blah, blah, blah. Then 2 years ago she did it. And now you're fucking with her, not fucking with her, but you've seen her. And she want to fuck with you. The proper way to have her back is to stipulate what she has to do to gain your trust. And bitch, if you do it, fine. And if you don't, then you can work your way back into my motherfucking goddamn, you know, whatever you want to call it.
But you can.
The answer is what I'm saying is to the call. What you said is right. It's because he ain't got shit for the bitch to do, as far as what I would think.
Well, listen to his voice, bud. Maybe he's the reason why the bitch left. Maybe she's the reason why he left. So how can she come correct when she left? Because he the motherfucking wife. Well, you still got to answer my question, brother. Whether
so what
you
now?
Get back with her or not, can you tell us why this motherfucker is so important? That's all I'm asking you. What is so special about her? Tell me.
Dean, that's the only motherfucking game.
I mean,
she
ain't
lying.
Look,
so you're lying.
You're lying.
You said I'm lying again. Hold up, yo. Can I talk? Can I talk? I mean, you cutting me off before I can even talk. God damn, I'm letting you talk. Okay,
wait.
You ask me. Why do I care about this bitch so?
No, call her. Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not can you talk. It's do we want to hear your bullshit?
Thank you. Because you're not, we just need straight
what
answers.
What I'm saying is immediately we can hear your fucking bullshit.
The bullshit though?
And why?
Tell me what the bullshit is.
It's going to make you think that we don't want you to talk.
Because, brother.
What we don't want is to hear bullshit.
Right. So just get to the damn point. Tell us why she's so special. We'll be quiet. Why is she so special?
The bitch is not special. She ain't special. I'm just asking, is it a specific question?
Caller, is this your show?
No, it ain't my show. I call it.
It is your
show. The kid in it. Say what now?
You got to let the people who spoil it in direct the show. You can't direct it. Fuck. Shit. Like what I'm saying is this. If that bitch, whatever she did was gone, whatever the fuck, there's nothing you can say other than I hope that bitch paying the next motherfucker like she paid me.
Okay, well, we're going to let you talk. All right, let's hear what he's saying.
I don't want to hear it, but if you do,
okay. Just give me 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. I'm giving you 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay, sum up what you have in 1 minute. We'll give you 1 minute and be quiet. Go.
Hey, nah, that's it. Look, only thing I was asking was, like you said, look, if I had a bitch doing something, I had a bitch doing something. All my bitches is doing something, but I'm not in the streets with it. You see what I'm saying? I'm a
You don't have any bitches. Okay.
What you mean? I got two bitches that worship the ground I walk on. I just asked a specific question.
Well, then why are you worried about the bitch? Brother, let me tell you. See, you gotta understand who you're talking to. You're talking. Motherfucker,
is would you accept the bitch back? Too. That was another part I was gonna get to. Would you accept the bitch back? You already said no, Steve.
You gotta start doing this, man. When you talking to motherfuckers and they keep talking bullshit, you gotta cut them off.
Yeah.
Because what you said is
man,
way more important.
Hey, look. Run.
That's why she left you, because you don't want to hear the truth. Run and do the same shit. She don't want to fuck with you, because you can hear that
you
run from problems.
What did you say? Cut me off.
No.
Which one is it? You want to hear me or you want me to cut off?
It's not about hearing you. It's the fact that we already heard you and know why the fuck she left, because you ain't shit. That's why she left you. And because you ain't shit, you're trying to get that bitch back.
Dean, let me ask you all of this. Are you, caller, can I ask you this question? Are you worried about her leaving?
No, I'm not worried about it. No, I'm not worried about that. Look, she did what she did. I wasn't about my business. My whole thing was, just called me out of the blue.
Question was yes or no. Wait. Caller, listen to me. Now, I'm going to show you how radio etiquette go. We're trying to tell you, stop telling some sob fucking stories and just answer the fucking question.
Story, bro. I'm telling you, bitch called me. It said she wanted to leave.
I'm telling you why it's a sob story, because you a sucker. That's why she want to link up with you. Because you weak as fuck.
You a sucker.
Because you
I'm
do.
Not a sucker.
Hold on. When I raise my goddamn hand, you shut your fucking ass up. Now listen to me, you dumb motherfucker. I'm not the one calling about a woman that left your sorry ass. At that fictitious fake woman that you say that you have at your house, you ain't got no bitch. You don't even have two of them. Listen to your soft, weak-ass motherfucking sitting on the toilet ass. You ain't got no bitch. You're calling us so we can tell you.
Dean, you meant he sit on the toilet to pee.
Yeah, sit on the toilet to pee. Excuse me. Hey, listen.
To pee out.
Yeah, but let me tell you about this little motherfucker. I'm going to open you up, motherfucker. I'm telling you about yourself and why she ain't fucking with you. You keep saying, I'm not worried about her. I got two bitches. I ain't worried about her. But, and see, he ain't gonna make me say nigga worse. I don't even want to say it, bud. I tried my best not to say it, but he pulled that shit out of me. Nigga. Nigga. You called the show asking about the bitch, which means you care about the bitch. So don't give us this bullshit, because if you didn't give a fuck about the bitch, you wouldn't be calling about the bitch. So now, 202, can you just shut your ass up and say, yeah, you know what, you are right. I did, and I do care about her. Are you going to say that, or are you going to run your mouth, 202? What you going to do?
Let's take the bitch out of it. Is it a proper way to accept any bitch back into your life after running off? Let's take the bitch out of it, because it ain't really about her at the end of the day.
Stop.
That was just a situation.
Listen. Please, bro, please listen. See, you thought about this, and you came up with that way you presented it. If you would have thought about the shit and presented it that way from Jump Street, do you think we would have went through all this shit? Because he asked, is there a proper way to accept any bitch back? Now we can't.
I said, hey.
Well, that's fucking yeah, and it is all because it's true. Okay, you want to keep talking? Go ahead. Fuck you.
No, I can't.
No,
I was just saying. Look,
you want to run your mouth. How is it that you asking us for help? How you ask for help and you keep running your damn mouth? Do you know how to just
look? Hold on, man. Hold on.
He run his mouth.
The connection is choppy. Sometimes you cutting in the note. Go ahead, though, man.
Dude, he got his shit together. Let's get the next caller.
All right, 4-4, bring him 1 second. Ooh. So, okay, so, yeah, just go to the woman and tell her I'm sorry, I apologize. Give her your spine and your ball like you've always. Nah, he ain't shit. Get your ass off the thing. You ain't for this show. Air code 404, you back on. What's your question, 404? What's up?
Oh, no, nah, man. This Earl again. I'll just call and let you know. I done sent that email. I want to make sure you got it.
All right, I'll check it. Earl, if you sent it, I got it, dog. Don't worry. Word is bar. I'm going to take care of
you. Earl, remember, you a motherfucker. You got to check up on it. You ain't got to check up on motherfucker. You just know you did it. Fuck Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Earl, we'll throw you back in. Let's get to this. See, this is what we're talking about, bud. This is what we're talking about. See, ego and self-importance is a motherfucker with these motherfuckers. They don't know how to shut their motherfucking ass up and listen. We know your situation. See, this is what they understand, bud. And this is what women know about you motherfuckers. As soon as you open your motherfucking mouth, before you even put the dot or the question on your sentence, you tell us your story. We already know your story by what you're saying. Women know your story before you even open your goddamn mouth. But yet you want to sit around and keep justifying things, which is putting you in a deeper motherfucking hole. And this is what it's all about. Y'all don't understand that if you need help, it's best to shut the fuck up and listen instead of telling us your sob-ass stories. Because guess what? Women don't want to hear that shit. Bud don't want to hear that shit. Life don't want to hear that shit. And the game don't want to hear that shit. Bud would say you, man.
They just got to understand, man, that there's a such thing as game. And a woman with game can hear the same shit a dude with game can hear.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is it don't negate her because she's a woman. But what I am saying is, you got to understand, we don't need to be sitting next to you, see? Hold on, man. Steve or I, we don't have to be sitting next to you to know who you are, to know what the fuck you finna say out your mouth, to understand where you coming from. You are used to having to explain all this shit to some person. Mm. That's because you don't believe in game. Nice. That's why you slow. That's why you're missing all this shit. Because like Steve say, I don't need to hear all this shit, blah, blah, blah. Neither do I. Exactly. But we don't have to deal with it because you motherfuckers gonna bring it. You ain't gonna understand that if you want what you think you are asking for, you have to shut up to get it.
But there's no, but the problem is there's no honesty with these guys. They want to try to soften the blow instead of just getting right to the point. The point that he made, gentlemen, is that he's asking about a woman running off instead of just owning it and saying that he care about her. Because if you care, you care. I'm not judging you for not caring. I judge you for lying to us, because if you're setting everything up on a lie, how the fuck are we going to help you based off of you lying to us? How are we going to help? How are we going to help you when you're living a lie? If you
the
just
truth
be
is
honest.
Essential.
Right.
The truth is fucking essential. Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're sitting around, thanks for the super chat, Kelly, but if you're sitting around and all you're doing is trying to justify and give us a story to think that that's going to soften the end result, that's when you're wasting time. And then you can see why the woman left. I'm telling you, bud, this is not a thing where he's got to – I see what you're saying, but you're right about – when you do, when you are a man, like Earl, Earl would tell that bitch, like, hey, this is a stipulation. You know, Earl can do that as a Sidewalk University student. This guy, to me, bud, is the reason why she ran the fucking way. I think she tried to get away from the motherfucker. And what made her come back is she knows she controls the motherfucker. Because the one thing I bet you didn't tell us, bud, was all the time he's blowing up her text messages, calling and blowing her phone up and begging her back. I think that's why she came back, because he was crying and begging her back, bud, in my opinion.
Well, that might be why he spoke to her again, but that don't mean she came back. I don't think she did.
No, I don't think she did either. I don't think she did either.
I don't think, yeah.
No, I don't think she did.
But a brother like Earl, I mean, I don't want to dote on him, but what I'm saying is this brother... You remember Biggie Smalls?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Biggie Smalls used to talk shit. He had bitches. Now, he was whoever he was. What I'm saying is this. Me and Earl kicked it. Earl wasn't feeling shit. And I said what I just said to you about Biggie Smalls. And I said Biggie Smalls wasn't no handsome motherfucker. He just knew he was a motherfucker. I knew motherfuckers that didn't have one arm and had one eye gone, one hand gone, one leg gone. They just knew they was motherfuckers. And the way me and him connected is what brought this monster out you see now.
Hey,
that's
man,
dope, ain't it, man?
No, it is dope, but here's the dope. Here's the problem. He's calling back. We let him back in.
Not that dude. I'm talking about Earl, the motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. You dope about what you're saying. We got another call. Now, it's the same. I don't know if it's the same guy, but it's the same area. Oh, code, so, you want to? Are you there? We'll bring him in. I don't know who it is, but we got another call. So let's bring this mother call in. 202. What's your question, man? What's up?
Oh, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I just called in. Look, man, I'm gonna say you're right about one thing. I did laugh about saying I don't care about her. Now, at the time when she ran, I was like, fuck her. But I cared because she was there for me, you know, at a low point. She kind of, you know, she helped me out a lot. But at the end of the day, as far as me blowing her up and calling the phone, I wasn't doing any of that. She called me out of the blue. I let her do her. I never tried to, you know, touch her phone or anything like that. But, you know, I just wanted to
say that. Okay, real quick. Okay, all right. Well, listen to her, too. Okay, guys, listen to
her. Big deal that you didn't call her?
Yeah, well, he didn't call. Okay, if you didn't call, that's cool. But here's the problem.
No, the problem is who gives a fuck call?
Right. It's not about who called 202. The problem is that when a woman calls you back like that, and that's just what Bud is saying, the woman calls you back, you should already have the answer already locked in the chamber. If she's calling you back and you already know what happened, there's got to be stipulations that you must have her. She's got to hit your checklist of stipulations to come back in your life. It's not about bringing her back. It's about...
But it's not verbal stipulations, is it?
What do you mean? What do you mean verbal stipulations?
Because I'm not going to tell her how to come back in my life. I'm just going to have these stipulations in mind, and she got to meet them. I'm not going to tell her.
Okay, let me ask him this. She calls you up and says, I want to come back. That's all she just said. I miss you and I want to come back.
No, she asked me whether I'm free to talk tomorrow morning. Like she wanted to meet me face to face.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Wait.
Let me just ask this question. Why did she leave?
I mean, I had no idea, to be honest.
Don't you think you need to talk about that? Instead of being all chummy with her and, like, you know, acting like nothing's wrong when there's this fucking big-ass elephant in the room?
I mean, I was just going to wait till I see her and ask her all that shit, to be honest. So I could look at her in her face, because over the phone, you know, I want to look at her.
Excuse me, bro. Are you on that team, that dodgeball team?
Say that again.
Because you're dodging the motherfucking questions. Can you stop doing that so we can help you, man?
She asked me why didn't I ask for that on the phone?
I didn't ask you shit. I just said, can you stop dodging everything we saying to you? And nobody asked you what the fuck. Well, I'm saying
nah,
is, bro.
I'm dodging. Just, you know, just shoot straight.
All
right,
man.
I'm not hearing you right.
Dean, you know me, man. It's getting past my bedtime. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to
man,
talk to no motherfucker.
I'm going get tired and grumpy. So I'm going to leave you alone.
Well, wait.
My old ass get tired and grumpy because young motherfuckers or semi-old motherfuckers like you sit up and talk stupid shit. Don't want to hear shit. You just want to explain why you stupid. And we already know why you stupid, man.
Bud, you know what I love about... You know what I love about what he just said, bud? You know what I love the most about him calling you the grumpy old man, what I love the most? It's the fucking point we made in the beginning of this motherfucking show. This is exactly what the fuck we're talking about. When you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, just like a woman, you want to be catty and talk shit about the two people that can help you out. You got the problem, and now you want to talk shit to the people that can help you out? How the fuck you...
He's a hell of a problem.
He ain't got... Nah, hey, 202, the solution is we hanging up on your ass and you find somebody else. This is the beautiful thing about this show, bud. We love y'all that want to learn, but if you don't want to learn, fuck your feelings. Fuck you.
Hey, listen, the D&W show is really, fuck you, we ain't caring. Dean, they asked us why. What do we say, Dean? Cause
it's simply that right there, cause, because it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show, bud. This is why they lose, because they get in their motherfucking feelings, okay?
Exactly.
And because they get in their feelings, they act emotional, and then they want to lash out at the two motherfuckers that can help them out the most. And this is why they lose. See, y'all got to understand, man, everybody can't be a man. Everybody ain't going to win. Motherfuckers got to be cupcakes and shit. This is how it is. But this is what doesn't make any sense to me. If you're coming to motherfuckers that are here to help you, you got to understand this is not chicken soup for the soul. We're going to be hard on you because we're trying to get to the core of the fucking problem. And the only way to hit that core is to keep going digging deeper and deeper and deeper to what the truth is, not your truth. That's the problem. You want to live in your fantasy truth, but you don't want to know what the real truth is, because once we get to that shit, you're going to be real. We'll really see you for what you are. And but it's the problem. That's why he called you the grumpy old man. Because he's in his fucking feelings, which shows not only why she left, bud, It shows why she's coming back. She's coming back. If you're listening to her too, she's coming back because you a sucker. She's coming back.
Motherfuckers don't understand how strong the stuff we be talking is, because they only see it through the lenses that they understand shit through. This dude saying whatever the fuck, call me grumpy on there, whatever. He's doing whatever he's doing.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. But what I'm saying is I am a grumpy old motherfucker. You know, because I got to deal with suckers, man. I'm telling you, Dean, you got to, Dean, can you imagine a person like me, 20 years old?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, listen, man, I'm walking through the street, and I'm seeing a gang of motherfuckers like me at 60 years old.
Yes.
I'm getting to talk to these dudes. I'm getting to fuck with these dudes. They're getting to lace me with what they know.
Yes.
And all of this shit adds up to the nigga I am now that I am that age. So what I'm saying is these youngsters, they don't have that, man.
Naughty, but... Yeah, but
we're bringing that back to him, Dean.
We're trying. Yeah, we're going to bring it back.
No,
we're going to bring
it.
That's fine. We're going to bring it back.
Bring it back, Dean.
Yeah, because I'm telling you guys, even when I learned Bud, I shut the fuck up. I didn't question what I was told and was being taught, because I was soaking up information, man. And that's how you got to do. You got to humble you. See, a lot of y'all, it's hard. I know y'all think it's hard to, you know, it make you feel less than a fucking man, I guess, to go to two other men and ask questions. That doesn't make you less than a man. What makes you less than a man is when you get in your fucking feelings and you get all mad, and in those feelings, you want to lash out at the motherfuckers that can help you. That's crazy. But hold on. There's a woman that said something right here, bud, and I want to.
Hold on a second. See, what's important is you can ask a question.
Yes.
Out questioning Steve or I.
Okay, there you go. You can't. You listen to the message. You don't question the messenger, man. That's the crazy thing. But this lady said this, and I want to get your thoughts on this, but I want to say something on this, because hear their opinions on things. What? But what say you on this, man?
Well, I mean, it's not that we need to do something for women. Is that women need, if they think they have whatever the fuck she's talking about, they do want to point out, they need to woman up and dial a fucking number.
There you go.
And ask a goddamn question, whatever the fuck it is. You know what kind of niggas we are. What kind of something for women. It ain't like we gonna be different. And we certainly didn't say this ain't for women.
You didn't say that at all. So
what I'm saying is, Althea, why don't you call in?
Call in, yes.
Even if you don't want to call in, you carry
ask a message. Ask a message.
What I'm saying is, why don't you just type your question
yes.
in, call your girlfriend, and have them to type their questions in, and we can deal with women and men on the same show,
yeah.
Which is where it matters.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Listen. You took the time to put that message, so why don't you ask your question? You can call in and ask your question now, or just post it. We're not going to judge you, but we're going to just understand this. When we answer it, we're going to answer it like men, and you just got to accept what you're going to hear. That's all I'm saying. Don't think that we're going to just treat you with kid gloves, because we don't do that here, okay? We just can be honest with you.
Gloves, but they got thorns on.
So Miss Reed, just
you don't want us to rub you with our fucking kids.
So Miss Reed, go ahead and ask your question, ma'am, or call in. We got you, because we're here to help. I don't give a fuck if it's a man, a woman, or an elf or a unicorn. If you got a question, we gonna keep it all the way real with you. That's the bottom line. You'll keep it all the way here.
You know, I talk shit. And that last caller that called me a grumpy old man, he wasn't far off base.
he had a salami sandwich with chili.
I be talking shit out there, but I did not see to keep you from calling in. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to do none of that, you know,
rope. We ain't going to yell at you, baby girl.
Hey, believe me, I pick and choose who I go off.
Hey, we love women. Don't get that shit twisted. So,
hey, I ain't got no problem. I got about 400 or 500 videos. You can't find one of them. Well, I say women is the problem.
Yeah, we will never ever blame women for anything.
Hey,
if you got questions,
no problem for me.
Yeah.
Hey, women been the doggone passage to heaven.
Yeah. Agdashi Shah, Bata. Bata. No, Miss Reed, go ahead and call in, leave a message. We love to hear from you because we got your back. Don't worry, we tough on these men because we getting them straight. We know how to talk to you and everything. That's why your boy V, he love us because we keep shit real. We got you, okay? So all you got to do is just go ahead. Don't be afraid. Say what you want to say and everything, okay? But the problem I will have if you don't say anything, and now this is me being honest with you. One thing I don't like is when you make a statement and then you can't back that up by asking your question. And if you're just making a statement, then there lies the problem. So if you made a statement and we recognize the statement, we're asking you to ask one of your questions that goes with the statement so we can help you. But if you're not going to ask the question, this is part of the problem why you, So, bud, you see what I'm saying? We're trying to.
Well, Dean, see, sometimes, I love this about you, but sometimes I hate it. You just want to be this nice guy, man. To be out there, if you want to fuck with us, fuck with us.
It's
if
good
you
come
don't want to fuck with us, don't be playing with us. Because as soon as we see your shit, we fucking with you.
See what that is,
I don't give a fuck.
He had a salami sandwich with motherfucking chili. That's why he acting out.
It was pastrami.
Hey, listen. What we saying to you is this.
Chili.
Yeah. You want to know the truth, you ask a man. That's all we saying to you, baby girl. If you really want to know the honest truth, say what you got to say and prepare for what we got to say. That's all we say.
Hey, don't be scared.
Yes.
Because I don't give a fuck how much shit we talk. We some real niggas, and we wouldn't hurt a goddamn fly.
Unless we have to.
I got that electric light that kill flies with the light where the fly get on it. I was standing out there and a fly got on it, and I gave that motherfucker a funeral.
Well,
I felt sad for that motherfucker.
Not me, motherfucker. Now with that shit, I'd be like, fuck that fly. Anyway, we just saying. You have the chance, but see. Right. I know, but I'm just saying. See, guys, this is why we tell you guys that y'all got to stop worrying about these women, right? As you can see, she's a little intimidated by the men. She's intimidated by us men. That's why she ain't saying shit.
Dean.
Yes.
I don't think that's why.
Why you think it is?
I think she ain't saying shit because she knows she say something. And I reply to it. She going to come over and give me that pussy.
I know. Hey, she ain't going to walk over.
She already know it, Dean.
Brother, I disagree. She ain't going to walk over and give you the pussy. That pussy going to be so wet, she going to slide over and give you that pussy.
Hey, Dean, but I got to call her a lift.
Right now she playing with a pussy right now. That's not true. Go ahead, bud, faster. Come on, bud, talk.
Doc
Keith caught Topaw Yeah, she wanna say doggy. I know. Hey, baby girl,
wait, what was her name? Althea.
Althea, yes.
You might even wanna call me now. Shit. Girl, I ain't gonna get turned on to you. Shit, baby. You hey, don't be in Vegas. I mean, shit. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, I mean, I could fly to you, but I'm scared to death of flying. You know, I did get harder. The nigga might think he's gonna fly. I get to the motherfucker. Uber come pick me up. I'm packed up like a motherfucker. And I get to the airport and look at them planes. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but you'll be thinking about that ass. You'll get your ass on that plane. You'll take a little bit of NyQuil, motherfucker.
Fuck you and your military, motherfucker. Man. That nigga used to jump on the airplane. Fuck him up. Man.
Hey, boy, you get behind her ass, she'll be like this. Hey, make that noise. How the Cleon knows we get the fucking. Hey, look, smoke coming out of his mouth.
Hey, we don't do no fuck shit.
No.
It's all shit.
Bagaiva. Oh, yes.
You got to call me tomorrow, man, so we can do some, you know, negotiating on our motherfucking Klingon aggressions. I think we finna go all the way with that shit. We finna have at least 10 to 12 sentences.
The motherfucker said, knock, talk, fuck. He said, knock, talk, fuck.
Hey, we be kicking it, man.
Yeah.
You see that earlier that was all. He said, what? Dang, what was that shit? there was some Klingon shit we was talking. Oh, shit. I got to get up on that.
Hey,
yeah.
But see, this is how you men should behave every goddamn day without a care in the world. This is what we talk.
Well, wait. We have a care.
About us?
It's a singular care. We fucking care about our fucking selves. Whatever the fuck we think, we never let that go.
Never.
But we always understand that because we're like we are, it don't mean fuck other people.
Right.
It just means they're second.
No, they ain't second. I'm second and third and fourth.
I'm first. I'm first. This motherfucker's second. I don't give a fuck.
And guys, when you think this way, you get the woman. I'm telling you, when you think this way, you are first. When you start believing that, everything begins to change. You see Earl. Earl's a prime example of what happens when you push away the bullshit, when you stop listening to people bitch about women and start focusing on yourself. Earl's a prime example, bud.
Hey, Earl admitted to me he didn't think he was the most handsome guy. Who gives a fuck?
I don't know what the fuck is that about?
Man, this dude got new names. It's Fane Wayne. His face got motherfucking burnt up, you know? And he had all this shit all over his
fucking
face.
Here, man.
You know, that nigga had a gang of bitches, man.
Gentlemen, real quick. Y'all got 10 seconds to call in because we're going to shut the lines down in 10 seconds. Lines are being shut down in 10 seconds. But
man, I'm ready to go anyway, man.
I know you're ready to go, but let's just can we just do a sum up real quick of this for a lot of these guys out here, because a lot of them they think that this is maybe too harsh, or maybe, you know, we're too tough, or maybe too hard on them, or, you know, it's just, man, why can't they be nicer to us and kinder to us, and why can't they talk to us without yelling and raising their voice? Motherfucker, the gang don't give a fuck about you, nor do we. Bud, what you want to say?
I'm just saying, if you motherfucking come to my channel, I don't motherfucking say some shit like that. Fuck you and damn you, motherfucker. I don't care what you think listening to my motherfucking ass, because I'm spitting it out. I spit venom. And if you know anything about venom, venom is poisonous. Man, I'm trying to kill off all you motherfucking suckers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's rosebud.com. That's rosebud at gmail.com.
Yes.
Much will like versus me.
Bullshit.
There's no fucking difference between us. We're both serious entrepreneurs.
Hey man, at the end of the day, man.
He's a motherfucking dude.
Man, look. We got y'all, man. We got y'all, man.
Man,
we got y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all just got to remember, man, you got to get yourselves. And the first thing you got to do is be honest with yourselves. There's a war going on right now that is trying to get you, to keep you exactly where you are right now. They don't want you to hear real men because they don't want you to become a real man. They love you like you are because they're going to feed off of you. The advertisers are going to feed off of you. The marketers and the women are going to feed off your ass, man.
Let me just say this. Think of it in these terms. If you become the motherfucker we talking about, or like we talking about, what I'm saying is their fucking objective is going to be fucked up. I'm telling you, they are trying to control the population. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not.
No, but they can't control us, right?
You've got to believe in yourself in order to remain a man. If you do not have a firm belief in who the fuck you are, what your name means to you, God damn it, you're going to be fucked up.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing that we're trying to get all of you men to see is that society lets us alone because they know that everybody ain't going to go across the street. Everybody ain't going to man up. Everybody's going to conform and wait to be told what to do, how to dress, how to think, how to move, and all this other stuff. And they're going to teach you how to be more like a woman. And they're doing that every day. They putting estrogen in fucking your burgers, and they're doing everything they can to make you into what the fuck you are right now. And that's why we're the current. We're taking you against the current because we got to wake your motherfucking ass up.
D, let me just say this. In the 60s, we used to see these space movies and all this little shit. There was projecting to 2000. That was the future.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is all the fucking shit and more that they had in those movies have come to pass.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, think about this. You guys better understand this. Those cyborgs, those asexual human beings, you about to become them motherfuckers unless you stay strong to who and what you are.
Hey,
we're the last motherfucking real humans, man. They all go get them implants.
But I want to play a clip for you real quick or something, Bud.
Come on, man. You know okay.
But I got to play a few because I want you to hear this. This was recorded, Bud, in 1949. In 1949, there were radios did most of the shows. You know, people didn't have TVs like they do now and stuff.
Right.
So in 1949, they came up with this thing called Build a Man. It was an episode called Build a Man. And I got to play some of these clips for you, Bud, because
What's your opinion? All right, I ain't gonna say shit. I'm just gonna play the clips and get you talking. Ready? There's like eight of them, but I can be patient with me. I want you to listen, bro.
You gonna play all eight of them?
I'll play like five of them. Can I get like five of them? It's okay, pick five.
2 hours.
I know, but it's these are only like a fucking.
Come on, man. Let's
all right,
go.
All right,
okay,
let's go. All right, we gonna talk. All right.
Whatever you want
to
do.
All right, follow me, bud, because this is important to what we say. Because what you just said, bud, connects to what I'm about to play. Here we go.
Come
listen
on.
To this. All right, here we go. Here we go. Listen. Is it playing? Shit. Is the motherfucker
playing? It's playing on mine.
Well, I know it ain't playing on yours. It ain't playing on mine either. Just loading up. Hold on.
Well, 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 if it isn't the poor man's Clarence Darrell.
Oh. Hello, Lou.
I come as a bearer of sad tidings.
Well, you don't look very sad.
The boss wants to see you, laughing boy.
What about?
How should I know? Oh, and by the way, you'll be very happy to know that I've just been promoted. I'm handling all the criminal stuff from now on.
Congratulations.
You know what this means for Tina and me, don't you, Junior? Oh, well, cheer up. Tina's not for you anyway. Some got it, some don't. I got it, you don't. So long, laughing boy.
Okay. All right, let me stop there. Okay, so to help you run you along, the guy, you can hear the guy's voice. He's the bitch, right? He's a weak dude, but listen to how he is with the woman. I got a few of them. Watch this. Before you do the builder, man, listen to how he talks to the woman.
Good morning, Sam.
Watch this.
Oh, good morning, Tina. My, you look good enough to...
Yeah?
Take to lunch.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam, but I promised Lou.
Oh, sure.
I hope you're not too disappointed.
Me? Oh, no, no. Some got it, some don't. I don't.
And that was Tina. I tried to steady my blood pressure as I walked into the boss's office.
You sent for
me,
Mr. Rojak?
Okay. All right, bud, I know you want to go, but I'm going to get to that. Okay. So I'm just running you up. So right now, his friend is taking his girl. His girl want to get with him, but he too chicken shit, okay? So what happens is, now this is in 1949, bud, 1949. What happens is he finds a Build-A-Man kit, so he creates another version of himself, bud, okay? I'm just going to play that part. It's almost over, bud, but listen. This is when he
I went home feeling like a man who has been stuffed into a washing machine with a
Oh, wait, that's not it. Hold on, here we go, bud. Almost done. Listen,
hey,
bud.
I feel great. Oh, no, 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 take it easy. Do you know who you are?
Of course I do. I have all the thoughts you ever had up until the point I was vitalized. My brain is an exact duplicate of yours, except that I'm not all blocked up psychologically.
Right. It said in the instruction manual you'd be uninhibited.
Say, this is all right. Oh, by the way, since we both have the same name, it'll simplify things if I call you Weber. I'll be Sam.
Oh, now look here. I'll make the decision.
How would you like a good punch in the nose?
Well, is that any way to talk to your own parent? I did create you, you know.
Well, don't think I don't appreciate it, Weber, old man, but let's get one thing straight. I live my life and you live yours. You got that?
Who pays the rent?
You do, for a while anyway. I haven't decided whether or not I want to stay in the law business.
The law business?
I may want to spread out a little. Tina is the kind of girl to whom money is very important.
Tina?
Well, what did you expect? I have enough of your likes and dislikes to want her just as badly as you do.
Okay, so now, Bud, I'm almost done. So, Bud, I'm going to get to the two. Got two more left, Bud.
That's all the ego.
Huh?
That's his off the ego he talking about.
Well, he got a kid, so he created himself, and yes, his alter ego, absolutely. So
yeah.
this is him with the girl. Watch this shit. Now, watch, it's the cold part. Let me tell you.
Oh, yes,
Lou,
fine.
Yeah, but you seem to be preoccupied.
Oh, I was just wondering if Sam is coming.
Sam? Oh, no. Did you hear that, Mr. Rojak? She's worrying about Sam. Why, that little one probably got frightened by a noisemaker.
Well, the happy couple.
Sam!
Good evening, cats. Everybody's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, I'll be... Say, Sam, are you in the bag?
Never touch the stuff, Luma boy. Never touch it. Boy Scout training.
Oh, Sam, I was afraid you weren't coming.
Miss a chance to be with you, beautiful? Never.
Hey, what's got into you, Weber? Monkey glands?
I don't read you, muscle bound.
Well, you seem different somehow, even your voice.
Do you notice anything, Tina?
Well, yes, it does seem richer somehow.
Oh, nonsense. Sam Weber, you're nothing but a cream puff, and you always will be.
Mr. Rojak, I think he owes me an apology for that.
I should think so.
All right, all-American boy, make with the apology.
Apologize me?
Okay. So he takes him behind the woodshed and kicks his ass. Last two ones, bud. This is very important. After he kicks the motherfucking ass, watch what he does with the girl.
Oh, dear.
He'll be all right in a little while, baby.
But did you? I mean, oh, Sam.
Tina.
Just kiss her.
We really shouldn't kiss like this.
It's what you've always wanted, isn't it? Well, isn't it?
Oh, Sam.
Okay. Now, let me stop right there. Listen, now, this is the most important part. I'm going to play it again, but listen. This is how guys do. So when that motherfucker comes home, watch what the other one, what the other him does to him. Wait, let me see if this is it right here. Let me see if this is it.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
That's about it.
Only you neglected to consider one thing.
Oh, what's that?
This.
Hey, put that down.
Get back, you. You usurper, you. I'm going to melt you down like a Welsh rarebit.
Weber, you can't do that. It's murder. It's like killing your own son.
After what you've done to me, it's a pleasure.
I didn't ask to be brought into this world, but now that I'm here, I like it enough to want to survive.
Take off my suit, you phony. You won't be needing it again.
You're really going through with it, huh?
I am.
All right. Now, you see, Weber, you don't have the guts to stand up against the man you might have been.
Well, that's my story. Within 10 seconds, the old Sam Weber had been completely dismantled and packed into the...
All right, let me stop right there. So, Bud, 1949, they were talking about what's going on right now. 1949.
The thing is, 649. Or 649 B.C.
Yes. Yes.
What I'm saying is any year, the way to be a man has always been the same. Things do change with time.
Yes.
But standing up, being a motherfucker, taking charge, doing the things that you know should be done when this next motherfucker ain't doing it, that's what's up, man. And then that's what happened right here.
Right. And when positivity came and he got the bank account, he got the girl, he got the promotion, his old self wanted to dismantle him for changing the life. He got mad at him for his success. He wanted to stop him. He said, you're ruining everything. What the fuck do you... But see, this is what's happening today, bud. This is what you see. Women love men. They've always loved men.
Check this out. You said, you're ruining everything. Think about this. What he's ruining is a life of being rejected, a life of blah, blah, blah. And as far as what he's doing is going toward the taking the chance of doing what I'm supposed to do, he won whatever he was talking about. What I'm saying is the scary shit is what the average dude be thinking.
Yes.
And they want to stay on that path where, okay, I'm getting rejected all the time, but at least I know what's going to happen next week. Mm-hmm. You know, that path that we're talking about, you don't know what's going to happen next week. As a matter of fact, you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I give no fuck.
You don't give a fuck what happened next week.
Exactly. But, but that's what, like you said, bud, and that's why I wanted to play it real quick because we're about to wrap it up. But, bud, like you said, at the end of the day, see, a lot of people thought the world began with the internet. You know what I mean? They think that the internet was the beginning of the world. They don't understand that throughout time, you either have it or you don't. You either a man or you're not. And if you're not a man, you're going to do everything you can to prevent yourself from the growth because you don't want the change. Just like in that thing. I mean, it's like a prediction. This is crazy how they did the show about guys today. Because, you know, you take away the goofy way they talk and all the other stuff. That's guys today, bud. Today.
Check this out, man. The thing about this is asexual. Do you know what that means?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was...
So what I'm saying is, these motherfuckers don't care what it takes. In the end, it's going to be where everybody's asexual.
Yes.
And they're going to, like, not have a preference. it's not about them not wanting sex. They're going to have sex in so many ways different than we have it, because to us, we got to have it with a bra. But to, you know, 20 years from now, dudes, they can have sex hell away. They yes. can put, what do you call those 3D goggles you can put on them? They can have sex that way. You yes. know what I mean?
Yes.
There's going to be so many ways, which means they're going to remove the importance of sex from society.
Yeah, and you know who's going to move it? It's going to be men.
Except not having kids.
Yeah, yeah. It's and that's and the sad thing, it's not last thing, but it's not going to be women doing this. It's going to be their own kind. They're trusting these guys to think that they're leading them to something other than themselves. They're following. It, I swear, it's like some antichrist shit, bud. It's a false prophet. They think these guys have their best interests at hand. That's how crazy this shit is, man.
Well, it ain't gonna be guys. It ain't gonna be women. It's gonna be both.
Yes.
And they gonna be the ones that got all the money calling all the shots, because by the time they get to what I'm talking about, you know, sexual, you know, man better than women, that shit's going to be over. You know, it's going to be way over. I'm talking about 20, 50 years from now, Dean. You know, what's all that shit's going to be over. And what I'm saying is, the only thing somebody like me is really going to be a relic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
A relic.
Yes.
But there's going to be motherfuckers like me that have to be underground.
Yeah.
Because everyone is so asexual, and they only want you, this country, or not the country, the world, to be asexual because they want to plan. And
yeah, yeah, that's real. Absolutely.